Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When someone has gone through this, I think we need to be very careful about what to say and careful to what not to say. Sometimes we use trite sayings. Well, you know, they're in a better place now. And that is true if they knew the Lord. But that's probably not the time to say something like that. Or, you know, well, I just wish they could have snapped out of this depression. Well, people who are in depression can't just snap out of it. So we need to be very careful. I tell people the biggest issue, the biggest deal, if someone has gone through this, first of all, you know, people always say to me, I can't imagine what it's like to have a daughter commit suicide. Well, I don't want you to imagine that. It's the worst thing in the world. I would not want anyone to even imagine such. But if someone has gone through that, they need friends who will just stay close to them. I don't mind telling you, at my daughter's graveside, I had two men stand by me. It was after the funeral. The people had gone inside. My family had gone inside. I went out. I wanted to spend some time at my daughter's grave. And it was still open grave. Two of my friends stood with me. One is a guy that I led to the Lord maybe 20 years ago. He's a car dealer. He can talk anyone into anything. He owns several car dealerships. He didn't know what to say. Well, I didn't need him to say anything. He just stood with me. And the other was a general, retired general, who was the head of the Delta Force of the U.S. Army. Well, he didn't know what to say. I didn't need him to say anything. They just stood with me. So we need the ministry of presence when we're helping people. Instead of just trying to find something to say to fill the void, just be there with a loving presence and a prayerful spirit and just encourage them. Just say, I love you. I don't know what to say. Be honest and say, I don't know what to say, but I just want you to know I'm here for you. And that's so important. People need that.
Thinking as you're describing that scene, I mean, you probably had the thought about, why don't I just jump in that hole as well? Why go on living?
I believe in spiritual warfare, Neil, and I believe the evil one would want for us to feel that way. And I know he wanted me to crawl into a hole and die, but I could not let him have the victory. The Lord was very real and near to me and to my wife through this entire process, and I knew the evil one was wanting us to experience defeat at a level we've never experienced before. And yes, I wanted to crawl into that hole with my baby girl. I was just at her graveside last week. I went and I sang You Are My Sunshine, which was a favorite song I sang to my girls growing up. And it still hurts. It still pains. But I cannot let the evil one have victory at this point.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.